This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, CCNS and HOPE argue standing to challenge a LANA water permit before New Mexico Court of Appeals. On Thursday, February 20th, Lindsay A. Lovejoy Jr., the attorney for Honor Our Pueblo Existence and CCNS, will argue before the New Mexico Court of Appeals that the non-government organizations have standing to challenge the misregulation of the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility, a key facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The RLWTF treats liquid radioactive and hazardous waste generated at the plutonium facility from the fabrication of plutonium pits or the cores of nuclear weapons. Those activities are ramping up under U.S. government plans to spend over $1 trillion for new design weapons for use in a post-Cold War nuclear arms race. Importantly, liquid radioactive and hazardous waste flows through underground pipes from the plutonium facility to the RLWTF for treatment. After treatment, the liquids are discharged through an outlet called Outfall 051 into Effluent Canyon, where it disappears into the ground and begins the journey through complex geology to the hexavalent chromium plume and onto the Rio Grande. Regulatory oversight at the facility has come under scrutiny, highlighting the need for increased advocacy from the public, organizations, and tribes to ensure appropriate regulation. In 2022, the New Mexico Environment Department, despite opposition from the two non-governmental organizations and others, issued a groundwater discharge permit called DP-1132 to LANL, allowing discharges through the outfall. CCNS first raised concerns about the facility operations and the correct form of regulation in 1994, after which the New Mexico Environment Department and LANL began a 30-year convoluted groundwater permitting scheme to permit the facility under the New Mexico Water Quality Act. But the New Mexico Water Quality Act prohibits such permitting. It states, quote, "The Water Quality Act does not apply to any activity or condition subject to the authority of the Environmental Improvement Board pursuant to the Hazardous Waste Act," end quote. Despite the prohibition, the Environment Department permitted the RLWTF under the Water Act. LANL has acknowledged that the facility manages hazardous waste, which necessitates compliance with federal and New Mexico hazardous waste laws and regulations. Nevertheless, LANL has done everything in its power to resist appropriate oversight in New Mexico. Next week, HOPE and CCNS will argue that they have standing to challenge the misregulation of the RLWTF. The hearing will be held on Thursday, February 20th at 10 a.m. at the Albuquerque Court of Appeals, Pamela B. Menzer Law Center at 2211 Tucker Northeast, Albuquerque. You are invited to attend. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.